is the relationship, if any, between the Sikh religion and our faith?
What is your faith? I am teaching no faith.
Well, we do not have Sikhism, and we do not have...
Basic principles of all religions is the same. There is no reason that I am teaching you, mind that. Remain in your own faith. But you have taken the first step, elementary, which is meant for the preparation of the ground. Now you have to take the other step, which is referred to your scriptures, but you have forgotten. That is no new faith, no new religion, nor I am going to advocate any religion whatsoever. There are already so many faiths existing. You follow me? For this gathering here, it is a pure spiritual gathering, common ground for all to sit together, irrespective of whether they belong to one religion or the other. As a man you are one, as a soul you are one, and also the worshipper whom we worship, God is also the same. There is no reason here, no ritual, no rites, no special form of prayers.
This very question was answered by a man I asked about. I said, what is the relation between the Sikh religion and the Radha-Swami faith? And he says, it is the same, with the addition of the Master. That's the way he answered this question.
No.
So I'm glad to hear this.
Yes, this is the fact, you see. Sikhism also preaches the same thing. I think if all the scriptures of the world be taken together and take out the purely spiritual part of those scriptures, I think they won't form even the 1/20th part of the Sikh scriptures, the voluminous areas. But they all refer to the light and sound principle and the need of a guru or a master. Even the Sikh, this scripture also denied that. He said, nobody can see God except through the master. No, they not only say that, but they say nobody has ever been, nor is, nor ever will be able to know God without the master. So Sikhism does provide for master. And very emphatically. But the general point is, you know why? When masters leave, there are formations. So long as the practical masters are there, they go on all right. For want of practical masters, so formation becomes stagnation. The stagnation results in deterioration. And there are fights between religion and religion. So this is what is true. This is the truth. And we forget, and masters come to revive that truth again and again. Don't you see, when Christ entered the synagogue, what he said, you have made this house of my father a business home. Isn't that? And he drove them out. The teaching are the same. Twelve is human. For want of practical people, we dwindle down into error, you see. And the master, sometimes I do tell, we are proud of our masters, to whom we belong. The question arises whether the masters to whom we belong, they are proud of us. They can be proud of us only if we live up to what they say. They said, you must be reborn. Another master said the same thing. But we don't know what is the meaning of being reborn. The guy said, don't be, marvel not if I say you must be reborn. No, people have forgotten, they simply interpret it just to have certain form of rites and rituals and believe in some master and that is to be reborn. But that is not so. So ever since, you see, if you go without any prejudice, you see, you find the same truth. We, in our own zealousness, consider perhaps we have got the only truth, nobody else. That truth is there. You see, Master came to give us the truth. Of course, they gave out whatever was necessary at the time. But they all refer to that. You must be reborn. So to me, my parents are the affliction. As a child and as a defeat of my master, I have come to that very 100% truth. I met deep religious heads of various religions. They are all given there. They cannot deny it. The fact remains fact, you see. Truth is truth. So I have regard for all masters, you see. Then when this question was put to my master, why don't you raise a new religion? He said what he said. He said, there are already existing so many wells. What is the use of digging up a new well? Why not take out the water from the very wells that are already existing? Which is there, you see. You perhaps must have read that book, World Undone. What is it there? That reflection from all religions. Quotation. Then what more is what? The pity it is that we have forgotten. We worship the same God, we call Him by one name or the other, that makes no difference. All the same, we are concerned with that reality which is spoken of by so many names. If you say water, or aqua in Latin, or in so many other names in other languages, all the same we are concerned with the liquid, which is called by these words. Unless we have the liquid, there is no use of just simply repeating one name or the other. That is only directs our attention towards that thing which is liquid, and by drinking which your thirst is quenched. This is the truth, you see. Who can deny? Tell me, where all men are born the same way. Is there any man who denies that? Some people in their zealousness say once it so happened in the time of Kabir the Great. Kabir was a great saint. Brahmins, the ministerial people, I would say now, they claim we are born in special privilege from God. We are superior to all men. And he simply put a very blunt question. If you are superior, why were you not born some other way? So all men are alike, you see. How to consider you got two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet? Born the same way. And all other things are the same, you see. And it is you who make differences. It is you who make divisions. When masters come, they look from a universal point of view. They consider all humanity as their family. Four children of tenth guru were killed. And then his wife came up and asked, where are my children? He said, when now when four have died, so many are alive. So this is the angle of vision of the master, you see. They look from the angle of the man body or the soul, embodied soul. As a man we are all one. Of course, I am carrying this bag, you are carrying those bags. All the same we are meant first. The same difficulty with us. Our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of the outward faculties. We are given up to outward enjoyments, all of us. If we are to find God, they say body is the temple of God. You are in the body and that very, there is some power which is keeping you in the body. Otherwise we should run away out of this bad body, but we cannot. So unless we just withdraw from outside, our attention is withdrawn from outside, we can have no awareness of our own. Unless we know ourselves, you see, we cannot know about the power that is controlling us in the world. And all the same, very different. God is light, all masters say so. God is light. Of course they use their own words. Some say it is Jyoti, some say it is Noor, some say the truth clothed in light. Where did it be? Even when the Zoroaster came, what he said? advises us, follow us to keep fire burning all around in their homes. And say, what sort of fire should be? Unstuck fire. Jayasu Srokhin. My point is, you see, I am not giving you something new, some new religion, new concept. That's the old, old truth, which has all along been the same. We have been forgetting. Masters have been coming to revive that. Again, the time has arrived. We have got so many religions. Why so many religions when the truth is one? The difference due to the fact, those who have realized the truth, they know this. Those who have not realized that parties and separate sects, subsects and so on, and they will increase. And that is apparently due to the fact that we have not realized, seen the truth. So when masters come, they don't start any new religion. They say already there are so many social bodies of the religions. Remain in whatever you are, just was first step you have taken, taking now the other step, which is even in our own teachers, but we have forgotten. What do they do now? I went to the king of army of Templars, you see. He invited me, I went out there, they were going to make Templars. Then they didn't allow anybody else, but especially invited me in Germany. I went there, what did they do? Now they were made Templars, they made to stand candle was lit outside and put it in front of him. Then, all right, you were given that, whatever they. You have customary that the other man put sword over his hair. Now what does it show? We must crucify ourselves to read that light. But they have forgotten inside. They don't know how to crucify. You have to take cross daily. What is cross? Have you ever considered cross in that? It is not cross. So take cross when it's right above body consciousness. And see the light with it. That is becoming a true Templar. In any religion you will find the same thing. In all places of worship you have the same symbols, light and sound. So unless we rise above, take cross daily, we cannot have that light, you see. We cannot hear the voice of God. So I assure you, I am giving you no new faith. My life, don't be misled. Remains in your own religion, but try to understand more. Pity it is that our ministers are also not in know of full things.
Unaware of that.
That's a pity. I had a long talk with the Vatican at Rome for 2 or 3 hours. The bishop in charge of the non-Christian religions, he was. When he talked over the whole thing, he said, you say right. Like, all right, now you see it is the true teaching of Christ. Then why don't you change the whole thing? I quoted an instance of John, Pope John. He charted something, he never consulted this committee. Order do that. And John could order, why can't now? He said, if he don't do it, half the bishops will revolt. That will bring them round in time. The truth is truth, you see. Any awakened man does realize that. That's another thing one man thinks. In the zealousness of his own system, that we have got only the truth. Mormons say they are the only born that way. And we should perhaps say nobody else has come at all in the world too. Where truth is truth? I went the other day in a unity camp there. Well, I asked him, what are your teachings? He gave me pamphlet. I read it. It is there. Christ lived before Jesus. There is one there. Christ lived before Jesus. What is Christ? One man came, I came here last time in 1955. The question was put to me, when is Christ returning? I told them, has he ever left you? No, the fire is like that. They're saying there, you see. Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. If he had not left us, what's the question of returning? So I read that passage the other day, and what did it mean? They say Christ lived before Jesus. So Christ is the God power or the Guru power, you see, which continues for the guidance of child humanity from time to time. Even before Christ, even before Buddha, the Guru Nanak or anybody. We are all his children. How can he disregard his children? Those who were born before Christ and Guru Nanak or anybody, what about their fate? And what about after? Let us take for granted those who believe in those, they will be saved. Take it for a moment. But what about those who came before? Will they all go, be doomed? From the common sense point of view. So unity can say, thank God, that birth is just a fact of human fact. Any awakened man realizes that. So my point is, you see, we are all children of God. We are all men first. Then embody souls. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. And the same controlling power keeps us in the body. Man's body is a golden opportunity we have got in which we can realize God. But to realize God, we must know ourselves first. Because it is the soul, conscious entity, like alone can know the like. It cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, or intellect, or vital energy. These are the facts. So that God power, you see, continues. Sonship continues. So these are only for want of practical people, you see. We just jealously stick to one thing or the other. The result is religious war. In the thousands of people killed. And I give you a broader view. Does not the Bible say that God does not reside in temples made by the hand of man? What should it say now? We have respect for the holy places of worship. Because the people sit together in sweet memories of God, where more than one man sits, Christ's hand there. So who is Christ? Christ is God's power. Call it Christ power or Guru Nanak power or Kabir power, that's a God power which manifested as human poles to guide the child humanity. So we have the God for all, you see. So no new faith, please, mind that. No label so far. If I, so long as I ride away, I won't permit if the people have to be good, that is their own faith. But remember, this is no new faith. It is only a common ground God has fit to get. When men of all religions sit together, here in sometimes in hundreds, in Indian thousands, of all faiths, of all religions, they are given not only ethical life, purity of life, and contact with God, that's all. You may say prayer this way or that way, or perform this ritual this way or that way. Of course, they are meant to develop love and devotion. That's the first step. That's all right. And the second is just understand the two important of the scriptures that we have got. Understand them. But to understand them, we need somebody who's got those experiences, who's been on the way. So that is why all are dear to me. Hindus call me, I go, they give me from this area, your scriptures say that. I go to the Sikh temple, here with Ben Kohanas.
Yes.
Here are your scriptures.
Yeah.
Your, I mean to say, they consider them to be a new, probably some new religion. Well, I say all are religions. Social bodies are different, of course, out of things. Everything is the same. I go to the churches, to the all different kinds of churches. I met the Orthodox Christians too.
Yeah.
I met the Coptics too, Byzantine too, Protestant too, and the Roman Catholics too. I met the Jews. was that? Basic principle is the same. I gave a talk in the youth temple, you remember?
Chicago.
How they appreciate it. Give me a call back.
Chicago.
When Moses heard these commandments to light and storm, thunder, they remembered it. Pity it is that we have forgotten it. That's all. For want of practical people, we consider we know better. That's what is one. You have done any school, the purpose to become a degree in the education. You must be educated. And when you come out of any school or college, you have your degree. Do you write with the degree? I am MA of Christian college or a Hindu college. You don't write that. Similar to this degree of spirituality. Therefore, to already know scriptures, we have forgotten. We need somebody who knows the way. That's all. He knows the way, he can give us that experience. Past masters are also needed. Had they not come, the scriptures would not have been with us here. Now they go to testify what we say. Even the, I tell you, the past scriptures be not with us. A master who has known the way, he is not dependent on the scriptures. He knows the way, can give the way. Simply he quotes it from other references to give satisfaction to the people, really this is about it. That's all. It's a practical thing. You know? Thank you, there's no new face, my dear.
What effect does suicide have on the soul's development, Maharaji?
Well, blind leads to blind and both fall into the ditch. They are expecting heaven after death. If while alive man is not in heaven, how can he be after death, you see? A man who is learned while alive, he is after death, he will remain learned. If I go out this room then, I will say that I am here. I cannot say. If I meditate, I must my going out, I will remain the same. So similarly, you see, what we are when we leave the body, what we are. We cannot change by leaving the body become angels. Those who are just given up to the outward enjoyments, given up like anything, they are the earthborn souls. Those who are better, they have got this little higher, and that is what is proved nowadays by the spiritualism. Spiritualists, they contact with the souls. And those who just become divine, the spiritual pure, they go to the lap of the Father, you see.
Is there a particular karmic punishment because of the act of suicide, or is it the doubling of the problems that caused the suicide?
By suicide, what you mean? He meant something else.
No, taking the life, taking your life.
Yes, you see. Our life is most valuable than our body. Our body is more valuable than the outward things. If we come in a way that we even, I mean, hate our life, he's going to kill us, it is a very strong action. See? That reaction will come, and Theosophical Society says, a man who suicides, he suicides at least 100 battles even after. Every time that reaction will come, you kill. Some people, you see, suicide for no reason.
Because the urge of
killing
is there.
Yes, yes. That's a heinous crime, you see, to kill oneself. How can you have a dream you could kill your own life? It's a very strong reaction. If there is some controlling power, some higher power, or God power, or Christ power, you might say, if there is that might, in that reaction may be softened down, that's another thing. So there's no other. This is theosophical literature, tells us.
Yes, theosophical literature tells us.
Because it's a very.
The urge is in 100 lifetimes to commit suicide.
That reaction comes, you see. You see, we like, even, we never like to sacrifice our life. Our great difficulty is we won't like to die, you see. We would like to sacrifice everything out of possession, even body can't have mind. Nobody wants to die. But the man who wants to die, it means very strong action. That must react. Yes, it is.
You just said that God is love, and love will take one to the heart center. That's in the heart, to the heart center. And yet the science of the soul begins at the sixth ganglion, and there's still a center in between. How will that be reconciled?
I tell you, these are the words sometimes mislead us. Soul is love personified. God is love, and soul is also love. Speak of the same sense of God. The heart of the physical body lies here. The heart of the saints lies here. That heart, when they say it, it is a question of heart and not head. They make a difference there. Head means intellect, not head is intellect. And the heart means in our own self. That is vain in our own soul, love. Love not any particular part of the body. This is machinery that might react to there. That's only some little loss of flesh, heart, what is this? That is left behind. When that is left behind, then that should emit love, does it? When man is dead, soul leaves the body, is there any love in the heart left? I know. So love is in our souls, you see. And the seat of the soul is left behind. From there it enlivens the whole body.
Master, the heart center
would
be in the ganglion.
Yes, yes.
Then there's another in between the...
Yes, yes, you understand. There are six ganglions in the body, but Master don't touch them. They just give you a lift, come up here, all at once. They start from there. How great concession it is. Yes, please.
Wrong practices, wrong yoga practices leading forces downward on the spine into the area of Kundalini. Could you expand on that a little bit?
I tell you, there are ways and ways. There are man-made ways and there are God-made ways. Times have changed. There are so many systems of yoga. These yoga systems were introduced in the old ages. There are four ages. Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, and the Iron Age. In the Golden Age, they say, these were introduced when they were Golden Age, they were. Then the people lived up to 1 million years. It is said so in the scriptures, in the scriptures. And there are instances to show what, that there are one single kid. He put in 88,000 in the yoga practice. 88,000. And excuse me, I need that point out, but I have given in the scriptures, he was led away by some and gave added chance. You see, even after doing 88,000 years of practice in that way, he could not control that. See? So I mean, we fall everywhere, but only by the way. And then in the second age, it was cut down to 10,000. Even then, we could have put some thousand here, 2,000, 3,000. In the copper age, the age was cut down to 1,000. Even then, we could have put in 200, 300 years that way. Nowadays, nobody lives beyond 60, 70 years average. How can we those systems introduce in the old ages? We can do today. We are heretic of it. Those are longer ways, time-consuming, hazardous. The masters introduce, cut down the prana system altogether to befit the times. And this is the natural yoga that you are given. It is only to be stable physically, intellectually, little different views, you know yourself. You are the famous athlete of God. This is confession, according to the times, masters introduced it. So we do that at all, though there are ways, but there are difficult ways we are not fit. One man, that means now you are referring to the Kundalini question. That is, you see, the Kundalini arises from the rectum, you see, and thus passes through the spinal cord, comes from the head. Well, that is a very longer way, that fire burns, the whole body appears to be burning from head down to foot. There is no remedy for it. Only a very strong man could, I mean, suffer to stand it. One man met me in India in that, about 3 years back. He was doing kundalini and he was just all burning from head down to foot. That kundalini power awakened and he came to me and said, well, I am in this very much trouble, I cannot do, I have been to hundreds of people, nobody can help me. I told him, please leave that aside. Your purpose is to come up here, why not come by the straight way, the natural way? So I gave him a city, he was initiated in all trouble of known, you see. Why to take up the longer ways? If you got aeroplanes nowadays, why you go on a flooding airport? Times are changing, you see. There are ways, of course. They have got that way, but we are not fit, honestly. Without any immigration. Today 3 children say, they saw light and they saw, they heard the sound of bell and thunder and the bee. That way you cannot prove it. This can be proved. And the yogis, I tell you, those following, that they cannot prove spirituality all at once. They say, go and do it, it will come in due course. Now you see, everybody can prove it. See it for his own self, you see, within half an hour or so. So this is the latest, I mean, concession of God for those who are really seeking after it, to be fit the age. That's all. Yes?
Is the lifespan of an individual determined at birth?
Yes.
Nothing one can do about it, will either shorten it or lengthen it.
Yes, he can shorten it, he can prolong it, but that is definitely ordained. All masters say, you guys say thy days are numbered. Our age is fixed not according to the number of years or months or days, mind that. That is fixed according to the number of breaths we take. Is it? The right use of breaths can prolong our life, and the wrong use of breath can shorten our life. That's it. Normally we take 8 to 10 breaths in a minute. If we are passionate, we take 18 to 20 breaths in a minute. Is it not shortened? If you got rhythmic life, you take 3 to 4 breaths in a minute. That prolongs. And if you kumuk means that, learn to control the breathing inside. I have people who could control even for 2 hours. I have met people who just put on the ground for 7 days. That your life is prolonged. But Master don't advise to take up that way, because you have to dwell spiritually. By following that way, you do not, that can show miracles to others. But really, your inner life should change. You must come in contact with the light and come with you. Your life can be prolonged, shortened, but not beyond the number of breaths you have to take. Yes?
And leaving the body,
they're
leaving the body, for instance, when the spirit leaves the body, what would be considered the escape hatch, say?
I don't follow what you mean.
Well, when one escapes from a sudden troubling, they have an escape hatch where one can leave. And
do you know how to leave the body or what you mean?
What point would
these
spirits
leave the body? What place? Well, that's life. Have you seen men dying?
No.
Yeah, what happens? The life is down from underneath. Goes up. Slowly. Then come to the back of the eye. Eyes are upward. Then the dorsal comes. The seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. You see? Then the option comes. That is why Master says, learn to die so that you may begin to live. That is, wherever, to whatever point in the body you go at the time of death, you go at the body life. So when the meditation given, you come up here, isn't it? And here the soul leaves the body. Yes? Yes.
When you leave the
the body and do the hard stuff and everything?
No, no. Hard stuff only when you control the prana, vital air. In this heart works. Nothing is disturbed. Hard stuff only in those cases who are put underground, who control the pranas. Not to disturb. That becomes, breathing becomes rhythmic, of course. Yes. When did you come? Well, yes.
Is it not actually the diaphragm that is the last to stop beating? The diaphragm is the last thing to stop beating.
Yes, sure.
The heart goes first and the diaphragm is last because the breathing act starts.
Slowly breathing goes out, stops. Because long breaths, then hold it slowly. Machine even, you see, even machinery stopped, engine stopped, the lower portion goes on slowly. Yes.
The question here, Maharaj, in
the back. Yes, please.
Would you please give us some lesson on how we might be more loving, how we might practice the values, how we might practice love more?
Love? I think they don't need a giving any lecture, but you know how to love. But we are not understood the right way of love. That is misused, I would say. Love is ingrained in our own selves. God is love. And love is also ingrained in us because we are of the same essence as that of God. So love knows attachment. That's a but nature. We must have somebody to be attached. Maybe right, maybe wrong. So that very love, we are spirit. The love of the spirit of the conscious being should be love with the all spirit. Okay. That natural love which is within us, that is attached to the outward thing, to the body, to the passion, to the enjoyment. Those are not conscious. But the more you do, the more you are just attached to that thing, you feel drawn. That is but natural. But that love has been what? Misplaced. The very love, when it is attached to the body and outward enjoyments, that is called attachment. And the very love when just it comes in contact with God is called charity. It's the same thing. Misdirected. Misdirected love is called attachment, and rightly directed is called charity. And this question was put to Maulana Rumi, Mohammed is saying. He said, don't you think this is love which is just developed by our eating and drinking. That is called lust. It is the quality of the soul. It overflows with love if it will be drawn from the outside. Our soul, the outer expression of that is what? Attention. So wherever attention is diffused in so many ways, our love is distributed. If that is withdrawn with our own, that will overflow. And if it comes in contact with all consciousness, that will be mouthpiece of God. And they say it in, I will define who is overflowing with love for God and for all humanity. So it is not lust, mind that. That love is attached to the body and outward going faculties, and that stands in the way of realization, mind that. If love starts from the physical body and absorbs in the soul, that is right. You can go on. But if it just attaches to the body and the outer attachment, that is standing in the way. That very thing is called lust. So if you want to develop love, it's just to withdraw attention from outside. Just come within your own self. You'll be overflowing with love. if you come with an own self, then you will see the controlling power, which is all love, and you will be overflowing with love. This love cannot be purchased from the shops over there, you see. It is not grown in the fields. It is already within you. There is one way to have it. I mean, impetus that in those who have life of love, not lustmindedness, of love, says in the company our love is just awakened, flared up. This question was put to Guru Amar Das. He says, thousands of questions we on the man who has got the man body has not dwelt love for God. And thousands of questions on that man who is just attached to the outside world and has forgotten himself is God. Then he says, what to do, where to get this love? Because without love, that's all Master says, love God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. So, we have to love God, you see. But, he said, how to have it? First thing is by withdrawing outside. And just coming in company of somebody who is love personified, who is overflowing with love for God, for all humanity, for the sake of God, not for the sake of the physical body that you are carrying, whether they are black or white. You see? For the sake of the soul in him, that love, if you are God, you see, that will be flared out when you come across some in the company of somebody where that love is overflowing. That is called change. There that is flared up, you see. When what happens? When that love is there, all your attention will down to all sides, attracting there. The glory of God and the beauty of God is centered there. That attracts every soul. When that soul is without attention, is also withdrawn from outside. He just gets a flaring up. Principle works the same way. By withdrawing your attention from outside, first you have to make an effort. In this way you are drawn up yourself. When you come within you, love is there. Yes?
Do you have in India, in Dhamma, India, do you have a protege under your tutorship to carry on when you leave the physical plane?
Do you have a successor that you're schooling now?
Yeah, there are in school so many. Let us see who the God selects. Truly speaking, it is mind that even in the master, it is the God working in him, you see. That will come of itself when God will see it, you see. I wish each one of you should be selected. But you come up to the mark. I wish each one of you should be ambassadors. Yes. I told you what happened. Last year, I came in 1955, there were two children. I didn't make children sit. And they have just got some light, etc. I asked them, what do you want? They said, we want to become masters. I said, all right, you have been put on the way. Go on with it, you may be selected as a master. It is not a selection for the people below that you select a president or a minister and this and that. It is a selection from God here. Yes?
In one of the mimeograph releases through the years, it was said that Guru Nanak prophesied there would be 14 gurus of the Sikhs and then 70 lesser gurus after that.
What have you to do when you mind your own business? The same thing will come up, you see, when Christ returns. Think all, you know, he cannot let alone his children, you see, who are seeking their food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Yes.
The question here, this lady,
I... Two, yes, I see.
How wondered what kind of breathing, what system of breathing we could all use that would help us.
Natural. Very good. When a child is born, when a child is born, what sort of breathing is? We the start of breathing, I tell you all. Children take a deep breath. Their belly is first formed and then the lungs. And our lungs are filled first and the belly. That's long way. Your wife, very child, little child, it takes breathing first in that. Stomach is blown, you see. Then upper portion, then stomach like that.
Abdomen.
Now what we do? We, our lungs are first of all, then the belly. And the breathing doesn't go into the belly, abdomen. That's the natural way. Yes, please.
These releases, can we send them to people that we think might be interested but know nothing of this?
What releases? Which?
The releases that we
get.
Oh, yes, send to anywhere. It will all give to God, you see. I have not reserved rights. Even on the books, I have not given any reserved rights. People write a little pamphlet, they say, all rights are reserved. Even on the book, you'll find no rights are reserved. Rights is a gift from God for all humanity. You'll find very unnatural. This is the eyes of the people, you see, because they want to earn a reserve some rights. Well, this is a gift from God. If I have got anything, that is God, and God gives it to you to all. We must stand on our own earning, and to just selling the gifts of God. Isn't that like that? Guru Nanak says it is a heinous crime to sell the gifts of God. They must be given free. What we are doing, you see, any master will come up, he will look up from that very angle. And by book you will nowhere find racism. You'll find, of course, the rights of this book are not reserved for them, pertain to all humans. I think may hundreds of copies you make, send out to the people at last. That's what I mean.
Help the Holy
Spirit. Are there any rights reserved by the Bible? I think they have got it now. Similar for the other scriptures too. They have reserved the rights now, not before. Yes.
Can you explain the principle and the importance of Simran?
Well, it is very clear, you see. Whom you remember? Whom you love? Don't you remember it? What is remembrance? It is a symbol of love with somebody. If you love with somebody, all the same you are remembering it. May not be in your mouth, but in your heart. And whom you want to love, remember him constantly, that will be your love. That's all. Why we do Simran, remembrance, the first step in this way? Because, you know, through the various outgoing faculties, the impressions of the outside world have been just heaped up in us to overflowing capacity. Our subconscious reservoir of mind is overflowing with the worldly impressions. Those impressions came by remembrance of the outward thing. They want to deplete that and then fill it with the sweet remembrance of God. See? So much so that in dreams you have the same thing. So much so even you go to very deep state of sleep, even then those words may be reverberated through your mouth. Such like remembrance in that the first time. To deplete the subconscious reservoir of your mind, which is already overflowing with the impressions and the remembrances of the world. That's the first step. Then the next step is, this is truly speaking the purity of heart. When there is nothing else other than love of God or remembrance of God is there, that is too pure heart. Such a heart is required for somebody to come. So that's the first step. is if for the sake of taking up the way in the future. They say love God, it is not. How? Without thy heart, without thy soul, without thy mind, without thy strength. The loving God is what it is. You remember? Whom you love, naturally remembrance is there. Whom you want to love, just keep him in your mind, and that will react in his mind. This is but natural. That is what Christ meant when he said, let my words abide in you, and you abide in me. First part is very clear, but how you can abide in it? Whom you remember, that is that your reaction there. That reaction, you see, you want to abide in him, it is only how to do it, remembering it. When you remember him, you think of him. As you think of him, you become what he is. As you think, so you become. So this is where, how can you abide in me? And he said that whatever ye shall ask, you will have it. This is first step, you see. This is principle of with this. Simon, the repetition, or the sweet remembrance, call by any name you like, that's the first step. As you think, so you become. Yes?
Alan had a question.
One at a time, please.
We seem to have difficulty in learning to love our enemies, or those with whom we do not agree. That's my biggest problem, learning to love
That is everybody's biggest problem, but the point is, if we know that we have got the same soul which is misdirected by mind under some impressions, still we have got the same soul simply misdirected. If you have realized that thing, then only you can love the enemy. Yes. For the time being, sometimes you have to say something to somebody. In the tenth guru of the Sikh, there was some aggression. Another part, he had to stand the show to save the innocent people. And he, at that time, this fight was only made with the arrows and the, like that. So what he did do, that he, on the arrows on the front side, he put in one gold. If anybody is hurt by that, he can remedy it. By arrows, man is not killed all at once. That only becomes wounded. So he put some metal, I mean gold, in the front of the arrow, which could go and kick others, you see, and inflict others. So that if he is wounded, he should have some money to help him, you see. This is what is called the behavior.
This is
Calendar. Yes, please.
In the meetings, there are times when they come to Walter about that they take an oath of poverty and they feel that it is wrong to have a lot of things. And we were going to ask you about it, how to handle a situation.
He says at the meeting, many people come and say they take an oath of poverty. They don't want to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so that's the question to come. How much poverty should one have?
I know that is a good question. The world is full of hypocrites. You have to guard against that. You see? The point is, you see, we are only to live on two loaves of bread and one loaf of bread. Our own expenditure is not worth the air, a dollar or two a day. If we live simple life. All others, what we earn, it is for the children, or the friends, or the other people. If we hold millions, they are left behind. We simply use what we grow or what we eat. So all masters say, earn by hard dint of brow, you see, by the dint of hard labor, honest. Then live your own self and share with others. Kavi says, you want this body. Body, this, when body is called in Punjabi by the word day, day means two things. One body, the other is gift. He says, so long as you have got this day or body, always learn give, give, give and give. When you leave your body, who will ask you to give it? So whatever you earn, it is not for our own self. That is why I issued one circular. Simplify, simplify, and simplify. We should cut down our desires, demands to what we want. Then you will have money to help others. Now people say we cannot have enough money to live our own self. Why? Because we, our desires are more than really what are wanted. You cannot help others unless you cut down your own life. Not come down to me, to your death, I don't mean the death, maintain yourself, maintain your family, and try to share with others whatever little it may be, one cent. In that way, the self-respect, give, give and give. And love knows service and sacrifice. If you love God, love all humanity, naturally you know to serve others who are naked, the hungry, the hungry. Firstly, another who wants, listen, they sick. So our man is one who lives for others, mind that. Other than even animals live for their own selves. Where the difference between the two? Yes, please.
Do I understand you to say that, in other words, in another way,
yes,
that a person can be a millionaire or a multi-millionaire?
Yes.
And live very simply with the minimum of comfort,
yes,
and yet have his money work to help others, to employ others.
Well, what did Christ say? He clearly said, so you want, if you want to enter the kingdom of God, keep the, distribute all your wealth and come to me. Then he said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the needle, to the eye of a needle, than a wealthy man to pass through the. That means the man is expended, oh, so much given up to the outward enjoyments, etc. You spend in vain, you see. Instead of, you can live in a simple way, which is best suited to maintain your health. Maintain your health, it is, I think, the true temple of God. The longer you can keep, the better, because in man body only you can know God, you see. But we can live whatever required, you see. In whatever you can just, in a way, can save, you can help others, otherwise you cannot help others. That is natural law. Yes.
Master, was there ever such a thing as a Pope? I mean, you know, Saint Peter?
Well, you want to know, was there a Saint Peter, you know, the founder of the Christian Catholic Church?
Well, I don't know, I read in scripture. I have not read in body. The scriptures tell us they were, he said, excuse me, now people are going to doubt in the Christ, Jesus, whether he lived or not, then what to do? We are concerned with the teachings, please. That's all. Teachings are the same as given by God. We do that, but wrong. It is written generally later on, nobody knows. I tell you, I am going to write about Tulsi, a great saint from the East. I wanted to find out his lineage in connection with the life of Baba Jamasin. I wrote. I could not find. He was the eldest brother who was to just, I mean, see to the throne of Pulkur family. He left the scene, became a recluse and turned out to be saint later on. And the second brother was sat on the throne. I tried to find out whether his name was Shyam Rahul Kaur, but his now his name is not given in the history also. What to do? I know when a man is just leaves one place, there are people saying even nobody. I'm nobody in my home there. And if he doesn't master. This doesn't happen, you see. So you see this, see whether he existed or not, what we learn from his teaching, if you got any. If we are going to doubt, then everything is doubtful. Well, Well, masters always say, only believe what you see. Don't believe in the saying of scriptures too, in the saying of the past masters too, unless you have got the same experience in your own self. You can take up as an experimental measure. But we cannot be convinced unless we have the same experience of our own self, maybe little or more. We can dwell in that. Yes?
Coming back to simplifying the life, as both of us who have houses, they all need upkeep, the gardens and so forth, would it not be better then to sell the house and just move in a small little cabin or a room and have more money then, or time and then?
All right, why to spoil the show? Continue that, no save further if you got it.
I didn't understand it.
Why spoil the show? Continue on like you've been doing.
And everybody should have the future.
But it
doesn't
give enough time.
If need be, well, I tell you, if need be, you will sell it. If need be.
If
there are thousands of people dying hungry, well, sell your everything for them. That's out of love you have to do. But that is not a general rule, is it? That giving up everything for the sake of others, that requires, I mean, very great development. If you stay all that way to live then, if you can afford to have another one, that's all right. No, we can change our life for future at least. And if you've got anything enough and to spare, you may share with others. There's no hard and fast rule against it, that love your own service and sacrifice. Yes, that's all right. Yes?
I've been here an hour and a half.
Well, in the talking, that's time to fly, you see. That's all right. Anyhow, in talking, you get so many things clear which you don't find when you read it through scriptures. Although the reference are good, then yes, what you want to say? Well, take up the higher sound.
Take up the higher sound.
All right.